I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're going to smoke up a barbecue classic, the sausage fatty.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 54 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're bringing you the story of one of our favorite tailgate snacks, the sausage fatty, and its connection to our home here in Wichita.
The sausage fatty is a simple dish that in its purest form is simply a 1 or 2 pound chub of pork sausage that's rubbed with your favorite barbecue rub and smoked. And when it nears finishing temperature, you put a nice barbecue sauce glaze on top. This popular dish has many variations, with the stuffed fatties being particularly loved and the bacon explosion being yet another variation with a weave of bacon on the outside of the fatty as well.
But why is it called a sausage fatty and not just a smoked sausage chub? The Barbecue Brethren is a well-known internet forum for both backyard and competition pitmasters alike. Before its current incarnation, it had started as an internet chat room for users of the Bandera Smoker, a grill that is no longer manufactured. Over the years, the group grew, and the current forum popped up sometime in the early 2000s. In the early years, members were all trading recipes, and a common one was smoking a simple sausage chub as a snack or appetizer. Since sausage chubs are cheap, it was a great way to feed a crowd.
The chubs became more and more popular, and that is when forum member Big Dog posted on April 19th, 2004, that he had seen the light and smoked a few sausage chubs and loved them. The next day, on what is coincidentally 420, he made another post within that thread stating that this dish needed a proper name, and he suggested it be called the Fatty. The story could end there, and we could all speculate as to exactly why the name was picked, but we happen to have the good fortune of actually knowing Big Dog, although we just call him Steve.
Steve Hamus is a retired school teacher who lives in the Wichita area and has been manning the pit and helping do dishes at our cooking classes here at All Things Barbecue since 2010. I reached out to Steve to ask about his recollections about naming the dish. Steve noted that he remembered naming the dish on 420 and joked about that date's significance. A lover of the double entendre, Steve had picked up on the idea of calling the large chub of sausage a fatty after the Cheech and Chong movies from the 1970s and 1980s. Cheech and Chong were known for rolling comically large joints, which they called fatties.
Steve figured the only way he knew to smoke a fatty was to smoke a chub of sausage on the smoker, and the joke caught on. It also didn't go unnoticed that when rolling up a sausage fatty, you traditionally use saran wrap and tightly roll the ends to compact the sausage together, which obviously looks like, well, a fatty. Steve was quick to note that he was not the first person to cook up a sausage fatty, just the one that gave it its now iconic name. He also stated that the purest form of the fatty, named the Naked Fatty by forum member Ron L., was a simple sausage chub with some rub on it. All other versions of stuffed and wrapped fatties are takes on the original, and it seems that many of the members of the Brethren believe that one should cook an unadulterated Naked Fatty the first time around as an ode to the creative pitmasters that came before them.
And before we get to today's recipe, I do want to clear something up. Jason Day is a well-known pitmaster who coined the phrase bacon explosion. This dish, a sausage fatty that is both stuffed with and wrapped in bacon, took the internet by storm in 2008, leading him and his partner to a six-figure book deal and a good bit of fame. Due to this, it is commonly believed that it was Day and not Steve Hamus that coined the term sausage fatty, but this is not the case. Day simply expanded on the idea and came up with his own catchy name. And much like Hamus, he has pointed out that stuffing and rolling sausage in bacon was not his idea either. He simply made it more popular. Now is the perfect time to cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com teaching kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
Well, let's kick off the fatties with the Naked Fatty, because it's the easiest one and there's really nothing to it, and then we'll work our way into the more difficult stuffed fatty. Now, what I have here is a pound chub of hot country sausage. You find these at the grocery store pre-made in those little tubes. I'm just gonna cut the plastic off of it and keep its form. And then once we've got the plastic off, all there is to it is seasoning it up. This is super easy. And I think that's why it's become so popular. It's just sort of a snack food, is there's nothing to it. You've got this cylinder of sausage, already has great flavor. We're gonna take your favorite barbecue rub, hit the outside of it with your favorite barbecue rub. You want a little bit of sweetness. I like some paprika, a little bit of red color in there as well. So just a generous seasoning of your barbecue rub, and that's it. The Naked Fatty, simple as can be. We're gonna set this aside and start to work on the stuffed fatty. All right, we're gonna start off with the filling for the stuffed fatty, because that's gonna take the longest to cook. So I'm gonna grab a skillet here. We'll preheat this over medium heat, maybe medium high. And for our filling today, I'm going to be using some sliced mushrooms, a sliced onion. We've got some chipotles and adobo sauce, and a couple different types of cheeses. Now, this is just what we're gonna do today. There are endless possibilities when it comes to making these fatties. You could do a pizza fatty. That's always fantastic. You've got those Italian flavors, some cured meats and stuff like that in there. You really could go any direction you like. So once that skillet is hot, we're gonna put down a couple tablespoons of butter and let that melt down. And then I'll go ahead and dump in my sliced mushrooms and my sliced onions. I'm gonna add a little bit of that barbecue seasoning now to season the onions and mushrooms, and the salt will help to draw out some of that moisture. So we'll give this a stir and we'll let it cook over medium heat. We're looking to soften these up and get a little bit of color on them. And we're just gonna continue to let these cook down and stir them occasionally. Now, while those veggies are cooking down, we're gonna prepare the sausage part of the fatty. And what we're gonna need this time is 2 pounds of that same hot country sausage. And I have here a gallon zip-top bag. I'm gonna open this up. And we are going to place our sausage into the zip-top bag. And we're gonna flatten this out into one big flat surface. So we're not keeping that form this time. Take it out of the packaging here. And then it helps also if you cut yourself a little air hole. So I'm gonna go to the opposite end of where the zip top is and just snip off a corner of the bag. That way the air can escape as we flatten this out. So now I can seal the top, push as much air out as I can, and then I'm just gonna start to flatten this out by hand. And I wanna fill the entire bag with the sausage in one even layer. So we're gonna get one nice big square, even thickness all the way around. Now once I've accomplished that, I'm gonna come in and actually cut off the sides of the bag now. Just about a quarter inch strip on either side. And now what I can do is open up the zip top, and I've got this one big flap of plastic. It's not held together on the sides anymore. And this is where I'm going to assemble the fatty. Now, our onions and mushrooms have been cooking down for about 10 minutes and they're looking pretty good. They're gonna come off here just a minute. So what I'm gonna do now is grab about 4 of these chipotles in adobo sauce. And I'm gonna mince these up nice and fine. So this is gonna give us an earthy kick to our sausage fatty. And I'm gonna include about a tablespoon of that adobo sauce as well. And we're just gonna add that straight into the skillet now. Just stir that in, and I think we could use just a little bit of garlic. So I'm gonna grab a clove of garlic, we'll mince that up, get that in there, and we'll give it about 2 minutes to cook down, and this will be done. So back to our sausage, we've got this flattened out now. Before we get any of our fillings on here, I'm gonna go ahead and put down a layer of cheese. Now, thinking about seasoning and stuff, we've got seasoning in our filling, we've got seasoning that's gonna go on the outside of our fatty. So I don't think I wanna do any seasoning on the inside here, just because I don't wanna risk over seasoning this so it's so salty that nobody wants to eat it. So I'm gonna start with this layer of cheese. Like I mentioned, I'm gonna put down some white American cheese to start off with. And we're gonna leave a little border around the outside so we don't squeeze it all out the ends. And then on top of our sliced cheese, we'll add our mushroom, onion, chipotle, and garlic filling here. Spread that out evenly across the surface of our square of sausage. Again, we're leaving a little bit of space at the edges so that we don't squeeze our filling out. And you're also going to want a little border toward the back so that you can kind of seal everything in. All right, so after we add that filling, we are going to do some sharp cheddar cheese on top of here. So now we've got some white and some yellow. Great visual contrast. The American is creamy. The cheddar has a nice sharp bite to it. We're going to add about 4 ounces of shredded cheese on top of that. All right, so we've got a pretty good filling going here. I'm going to press this all flat, and then I'm starting at the end closest to me, and I'm going to start rolling this up into a spiral. So it peels right away from the plastic that it's been sitting on. Just rolling this up into one big fatty. Gonna tuck the ends and kind of pinch them closed so we keep our fillings inside. And then we've got a seam on the bottom where we left a little sausage overlap so that we can seal the bottom in. So we're just gonna make sure that we've got a nice tight shape here, and we are ready to season. So once again, we're gonna hit this with your favorite barbecue rub, whatever that may be. And this thing is a monster compared to that naked fatty that we just put together. All right, so just rolling all the way around here, seasoning on all sides. And what would really help this thing to hold its shape is if we go ahead and throw it back into the fridge with the naked fatty to set up for a little bit before we put it on the grill. Well, I've given the fatties about half an hour to set up, so we're gonna take these out to the smoker now. Today we're cooking on the Yoder Smokers YS640 pellet grill. It's set up for indirect cooking and it's running at 275 degrees. I'm going to take our fatties and place these on the second shelf. We can get lots of smoke swirling around them. Yeah, these have really formed up nicely. They're holding their shape well. So what we're looking to do now is get some smoke flavor on these and begin to render down the fat, cook the meat. We're looking for an internal temperature of 160 degrees today. Well, we're about an hour and a half into the cook now. The sausage is looking beautiful. Been temping it occasionally here, and we're finding now we're at about 155 internal temperature. So at this point, I'm going to start glazing this with our barbecue sauce. Like I said, we're looking to finish at about 160 to 165. So before this is fully cooked, I'm just going to get some of barbecue sauce glazed on the outside of each of these fatties so it can kind of tack up under the heat so it sticks to the meat and it sort of starts to caramelize on the surface. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes to check and see how close our fatties are to being done. Well, that sauce is tacked up really nicely on the outside. Our internal has worked its way up to 160 to 165 range, so we're gonna pull these off the grill now. And all that's left to do, give them a short rest, about 5 minutes before we slice in to serve them.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cooked this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up a smoked beef sandwich.